This was the company that merged with Daimler about 9 years ago. Hasn't been awfully successful. The company paid more than $30 billion back then. This deal is for $7.4 billion for 80% of the company. In effect, Chrysler is coming home. The name will change. Daimler Chrysler will change back to Daimler AG. And there's some sense that savings can be achieved and Chrysler can get back on a road to health here in the United States. Even the unions are supporting this deal. There had been a number of suitors. About 2 months ago on Valentine's Day, Daimler Chrysler had announced it was looking for a buyer for Chrysler. This deal has been done. It's the first time a deal of this size has been done where a private equity firm, a firm that doesn't have to report to shareholders in any public way, is taking over something as major as a big car company like this. But there's some sense as the sun rises here in Auburn Hills that this might actually be a new future for Chrysler. Chrysler is a company that is still heavily dependent on its truck unit, and while it hasn't done as badly over time as the other Detroit-based automakers, the delayed response in layoffs that were announced earlier this year indicate that Chrysler is in trouble. It's bleeding money and needs to have a better outcome. Unclear yet how it's going to change. The CEO and president, Tom Lasorda, under this agreement, is staying on at least for some time, and there are no further job cuts. 13,000 job cuts were announced earlier this year. But the sense around here is that this new leadership at Chrysler might be what it needs to turn it around. Chrysler is coming home to the United States again. Daimler Chrysler will become Daimler, and this will become Chrysler Holdings Corporation. Todd?
Ali, as you're well aware, private equity firms, they don't tend to take a long-term view. They try and restructure and then sell it on to somebody else. There is a lot of fear, even though you say the unions welcome this because of the erratic past. There is a lot of fear about belt tightening and what that might mean for jobs.
Sure.
My question is, what can they do that hasn't been done? Because, you have a structural problem here in the sense that the Japanese automakers are just that much more efficient in the sense they have the cars that Americans want. So why does this private equity firm think they can accomplish what Chrysler hasn't been able to accomplish?
Yeah, perfect questions. There are three things that the Japanese automakers have. One is they've got the cars that Americans are buying. Two is they don't have those legacy costs, the healthcare costs that the U.S. automakers are saddled with. In Chrysler's case, it's about $19 billion worth of liability. They have a price advantage because they're not unionized staffs. They have, depending on how you calculate it, it could be $30 an hour as a price advantage. Where do these savings come from? It's unclear. In Tom Lasorda's words, the president and CEO of Chrysler, he says Chrysler will be better positioned to focus on its long-term plan for recovery rather than just short-term results. Ironically, what he means is that the short-term results that shareholders look at, the quarterly results that haven't been showing from Chrysler, they're thinking Cerberus is going to be able to take a longer-term view of that. You're right. These private equity firms aren't looking for the longest-term view, but they may be able to take something more than a quarterly view, allowing them to turn this around. This is what these private equity firms do, as you said. They buy these companies, they turn them around, and they get rid of it. There's no sense that private equity firms are looking to be in the car business for any long period of time.